From the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin, welcome to the latest episode of Inside Connect and Simplify. I'm Roger Furstenau, HCM consultant, subject matter expert in personal and business insurance, member of the marketing team, and networking nerd. I joined the benefit companies in 2016. So, have you ever started a business, along the way developed a new product in honor of mom, then opened a new business, closed the first one, and then watched the company just go off? Yeah, me neither. But today, our guest has done just that. After years of managing and opening new locations for a national restaurant chain, Gary decided to open his own restaurant. Along the way, he decided to make a version of the dessert his mom used to make to add it to the menu. When the dessert started getting more attention than the rest of the menu, he decided to make a change. He opened a bakery, closed the restaurant, and then even during a pandemic, he is killing it. Welcome Gary Plassmeyer, owner of Mama Bev's Bakery. Mama Bev's is located at 5620 South 108th Street in Hales Corners, Wisconsin. Go to mamabevs.com to learn more and order online. We have much to talk about, including the backstory, the current story, how to find and order Mama Bev's decadent St. Louis butter cake, how Mama Bev's gives back, and Gary's relationship with the benefit companies. So let's get started. Thanks for visiting, Gary.
Thanks for having me, Roger.
Let's start with a bit of background. Talk about your experience prior to opening the restaurant Ninth Slice.
So I have been in the restaurant biz pretty much my whole life. Started as a busboy when I was 16 years old, and I just hung on with it. Back in 1999, I got an opportunity to start working for the Texas Roadhouse. So from that point on, I guess the rest is history, as I say.
So with all the skills and abilities you picked up along the way, it was time to start your own business. Why Ninth Slice out of all things?
Well, Ninth Slice happened at the time that pizza chains similar to Mod Pizza and Fire, I forget the name of it, I'm sorry, were starting to come onto the scene. So fast casual pizza concepts were starting to be the thing. We started to develop it, and then we put it on the back burner for about a year or so. And we realized that, hey, you know what? Let's give it a go. These other ones are working, so let's see if we can't make it work for ourselves.
So, as timing would have it, you open up Ninth Slice in Hales Corners, as we described. Then Hales Corners undergoes this major road construction for 2 years that pretty much rerouted or shut down all the traffic coming your way. So that hurt you and every business on Highway 100 in a big way. Talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, that was a little crazy. So on top of all that, the strip center that we went in was going through a remodel. So we were supposed to have 1 year of operation under our belts before the actual road construction started. Well, the building or the remodel of the strip center took a year longer than it was supposed to. So as soon as we opened our restaurant, the road construction started. And when we say road construction, I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. We had a pile of rubble. What they did was they tore up the road and then they dumped the pile of rubble directly in front of our building. So there was a 20-foot high by, 200-foot long great wall of rubble that was blocking our brand new restaurant from view.
So that was a tough, well, on top of everything else, starting a new restaurant.
Yeah.
That was tough, but you hung through for a while. And then at some point during that run, you decided to introduce Bev's Butter Cake into the scenario. So how did you come up with the idea, okay, I want to put that on the menu?
Well, we've had the recipe for a long time. And before Ninth Slice, we owned and operated a local deli. And we messed around with the idea of putting it on there. And for some reason, I thought it wasn't a good idea because, it's mom's recipe. And, why are we trying to monetize and so on and so forth? And then when we opened Ninth Slice, we're like, all right, well, let's add it to the menu. When we first added it to menu, we just called it Gooey Butter Cake. And then slowly over time, we started adding some personality to it. Like, well, it's mom's cake. And then one of our owners says, well, let's name it after mom, after your mom. So that's where the Mama Bev's part came from. And next thing you know, we replaced that gooey butter with Mama Bev's St. Louis butter cake. And then we started taking the cake out to dessert contests and just getting it out into the community. It's almost impossible to take pizza to food events. It's way easier to take cake to food events.
Okay.
So we started taking it out, and then we started getting a really good reaction from it. And that's what prompted us to kind of go a hybrid of sorts, where it was half Ninth Slice and then half Mama Bev's for a little while.
For a little while. But then at some point, it just overcame the pizza scenario altogether. That was really a point where you said, okay, this has got some legs. We got to figure this out.
Yeah, kind of what happened was we had an employee who works for us still. Her name is Alicia. And she's like, hey, let me try some new flavors. I said, absolutely not. You're not going to touch mom's recipe, grandma's recipe. No way we're doing that. So then one day I came in, I don't know, a few days later, and she's like, here, try this. And I was like, what is this? She goes, I made a chocolate butter cake. So, you know, at first I was a little irritated. And then I tried it, and I looked around, and I realized all the reaction and positive feedback we were getting from the cake. And I looked at her and I said, we're going to close a restaurant and open a bakery. That's literally how that went down.
Okay, so you made the decision, and you made the jump to Mama Bev's full time. And then still, things took another turn. I mean, we're done with road construction now. And now, you open the bakery, and now COVID comes along.
Yep.
So there are stories of companies who, when this pandemic hit, they just folded. Some of them have maintained and continued on, and some have absolutely blossomed and are, as I said before, are killing it. How is it that you guys are killing it?
That was pretty crazy. So the first day that we were officially Mama Bev's was the first day that the governor shut everything down. Yeah, and we weren't sure. We knew at the end of the day we wanted to get the cake out to people at a national level. We just weren't sure what that was going to look like. So when COVID hit, you know, we took a breath. And it was like, well, you know what? We're going to double down instead of backing off and just, you know, hoping something happens. We doubled down. So what I mean by doubling down is we found some marketing help. We started communicating with some local grocery stores. And then we built an online website and started doing direct-to-consumer sales. And one thing led to another, and it just started organically growing and growing very quickly. And that's when we realized that we really, really had something instead of just really having something. If that makes any sense. It's been kind of a crazy journey. I mean,
well, I've been watching. I know it has been. So you obviously didn't see this at the beginning. I mean, at the beginning, it was Ninth Slice, and there was no Mama Bev's.
Yep.
Then we get to the point, it's Mama Bev's might be the place to go. Then you decide, yes, it is.
Yep.
And the sales proved it out.
Yep.
But you never saw that coming.
No, none of us saw that coming. We put in 3 years of our lives, one and two, to establishing the restaurant. And then it shifts the cake, like, it almost felt like it was overnight. So, yeah, I mean, none of us saw it coming. And we just jumped at it. And we found some people. Something that we learned with Ninth Slice was, you know, we tried to do everything ourselves. It's like, well, we have the knowledge. We have the experience. We can get this done. With Mama Bev's, our mindset shifted to where it was, let's go find the people who have built the brand at a nationwide level and get them to help us instead of us pretending or thinking that we know how to do it all of our own. And that was the biggest difference between the two.
So shift in mindset gives you some huge exposure. And now talk about some of the connections you've got. You've got grocery chains here in the state. You're also shipping out of state. Just talk about some of those relationships.
Yeah, so it started with our website, obviously, you know, and then it took off organically, you know, and within about 2 months, we shipped all 50 states, including Hawaii and Alaska, which was kind of crazy for us. And then we had a company called Wine Country Connect who works with Woot, which is an Amazon company. So then they came to us and they wanted to start doing some direct-to-consumer pushes. And then that went from selling a couple dozen cakes a day online to selling 500 to 1,000 cakes on a one-day sale, which gave us the leverage to get in front of some local grocery retailers. And we are able to prove that, hey, look, it's working and the product is awesome. So then we went into Sendix and we gave them some cake. And 2 days later, they call and say, hey, we want this in our stores, which is cool. So we're in the 17 Sendix stores. We're still working with Wine Country, Connect, and Woot. Starting in August, we'll be in 188 stores in the Illinois market. And then hopefully by October, we'll be in another 50 stores here in the Wisconsin market. So it's growing very, very quickly.
So all the retail locations so far are Wisconsin and Illinois, but yeah. You're shipping everywhere.
We're shipping everywhere, right?
Okay.
Yep, so.
So I, this may be kind of a crazy question as well, but what's next on your vision board? I mean, you didn't visualize any of this, but what do you think you might be doing next?
Well, so we go live on QVC in June. So that'll kind of be a big deal. Give us nationwide exposure, obviously. So I will be live on air in my kitchen because it's all Skyped now. It's kind of crazy. Pretty cool, actually, if you think about it. I mean, they've done over 12,000 Skypes since COVID hit. And then our goal, and it's on our vision board, our goal when we started developing this brand and realized we had an idea, our goal was to make it a $50 million a year company within 5 to 8 years.
Okay.
So that's the goal, and that remains the goal. So the first couple of years, it's all about brand development and, you know, understanding what that strategic growth looks like, getting the beta testing done, blah, 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 blah. All the stuff that I had no idea existed when I ran a restaurant. Let's put it that way. So we have it scaling. It's actually growing faster than we thought. I mean, being in 250 grocery stores within a year of sales is pretty good. I feel like that's pretty freaking good. And then by the end of year eight, we want to be in 9,500.
All right. So
across the country.
We're going to talk about this in a year from now. Again, we're going to have you come back and you tell us what's changed since then, because it's crazy where we've been in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Where you've been. But we've been with you along the way. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But before I do, I know that all along the way, you've had a focus about giving back to the community. So Talk about that a little bit, too, and tell folks what you do.
Yeah. So Mama Bev's is based on a lot more than just cake. We have an awesome cake, which is, to have a really good product that everybody wants obviously helps a ton. So me being a recovered alcoholic, it was all centered on making a difference and doing something positive in this world. We had two failed startups and we focused on the wrong things, which was money. This startup is focused on faith, family, community, and consistency. Those are our core values. That's what we make our decisions on a daily basis. So, again, me being a recovered alcoholic, we started working with some organizations locally. One's called God Touch Milwaukee, who they take some guys who have went through addiction and just issues with life, and they give them a place to live and focus on faith first before they get them out of the community. Normally what the state does is once you get out of a rehabilitation program, they try and throw you into work right away. And a lot of times it doesn't work out real well, 50% of the time, I'm sure, probably even more than that. So God Touch takes them and it gives them an intermediate place to kind of get their grounding a little bit in life in general. And then they go out and they try and get them some jobs. So we work with them. Not only do we employ their guys to, give them that stepping stone. It's short term. We know it's short term. Our goal is if they want to work for us forever, great. At the end of the day, we know that it's just a stepping stone to get them back into society, so to speak. And then we also do a hot meals program. So we put together 8,000, I'm sorry, excuse me, 8,000 would be awesome. Maybe we'll get there one day. 800 to 1,000 meals every other Wednesday, and then take them out to the inner city of Milwaukee and just hand them out. And that's kind of where it started. It actually started during COVID. We started feeding the nurses. And then the nurses, after a while, we just kept doing it. Everybody else stopped. We're like, we're just going to keep doing it. After a while, the nurses said, hey, why are you feeding us? Let's go out and feed some people who actually need it. And then the nurses volunteered their time to come and put their meals together. And then we go out and we give them to people who actually need it at a real granular level of this is probably their only meal today.
So is this all your employees, or are there other groups or volunteers that jump in to help out with those meals that you're preparing?
Yeah, it's our employees. And then, like I said, the nurses come in and, they help. And then anybody who wants to come and be a part of it, we're open to it. We just throw them in the mix, have a little fun with it.
That's a big deal. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
So back when you were Night Slice, you started working with us at the benefit companies. I remember you telling me when we met, you said you don't want to deal with payroll, insurance, HR. You don't want to deal with the paperwork. You don't want to learn it. You want to give that to us so you can focus on business.
Yep.
So talk about how our relationship has been working with you.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Again, running small businesses are challenging enough, and then you lump on the whole HR and payroll and all the stuff that an entrepreneur or a business owner needs to understand. At the same time, they don't need to be focusing on it. So the ability to have a company that has everything already laid out for you and is very easy to work with is huge. And walking in today, Roger showed me the wall. I'm just going to call it the wall.
Tell him the wall. What is the wall?
I don't know what else to call it, the wall. The wall's got everything on it that the benefit companies offers. I mean, HR, payroll, insurance. I don't even know what else is on the wall because I haven't needed the other services yet. I'm sure once I do, Roger's going to tell me that they can do it.
So specifically, you work with one of our people on a regular basis, Kim from our HR
yes.
team. And I know you've worked with her on all the time. She has actually told us a couple times. In fact, it's a regular thing of hers now. She takes a couple of full butter cakes along with her when she goes to visit other clients, just yeah. as a gift that she gives to the folks. And evidently, everybody likes it or loves it. In fact, before COVID, they even had somebody say, yeah, we need to be giving this out to our clients. Right. So yeah. there's stuff like that going on. I don't know if you were aware of that.
Yes.
I just wanted to tell you that Kim definitely is a proponent and does promote you guys every time she's out visiting our other clients. So I want to make sure you knew that. So if you were talking with other business owners and talking about whatever business owners talk about, and they mentioned they had an issue in any of the areas that we take care of, which is payroll or benefits or a retirement plan or HR, what would you say to them regarding your experience with us and how might you point them our way?
I would tell them that everything I told them I wanted to do, which was nothing, has come to life. They handle it. They do it efficiently and effectively, and they're easy to talk to, which is a big deal for us at Mama Babs. I mean, we're relationship-driven people, and so are you guys. So, and they just handle it, and they just do it. And, you know, it's you don't get overcharged. I mean, there's no, like, hidden any crap or any of that stuff. I mean, I think you guys do a great job. I really do.
Well, I appreciate that, and we love working with clients like you, trust me. All right, so you've been in, the, like you said, restaurant business since you were 16.
Yep.
So there has to be some one or two crazy stories, weird stories, something chaotic that happened that might be amusing to share with the folks listening today. Give me a story.
A restaurant story?
Sure.
Man. There's so many, right? There's a crazy restaurant story, a crazy story in general along this journey. So a crazy restaurant story I have, when I first became a manager with the Texas Roadhouse, they send you to their home offices, which are in Louisville, Kentucky, and they call it Legendary Learning. So they sit you around with all these new managers and, you know, they inundate you with the culture. And it was a great culture, right? The Texas Roadhouse was part of what helped steer me in the right direction with life in general. So just a great company to work for. And we were there one day and we were going in and we heard through the grapevine that the Texas Roadhouse was getting ready to partner with Willie Nelson. You know, Willie Nelson, the singer.
Of course.
So we're all in their Legendary Learning class, as they call us. They had us all in there and we did our thing for the day and then we come out and right as we're coming out, this huge bus kind of just pulls up in front of the corporate office. And, you know, it was a real nice bus. And we were like, oh, I wonder what's going on? Who's in that bus? Well, the doors open and then out rolls Willie Nelson. And he's just kind of looking at everybody and he does his thing. He says, how y'all doing? And then he's kind of walked inside and went up into the corporate offices there, and that was it. It was a little bit surreal. We were just talking about it, and then up pulls a huge bus, and Willie Nelson rolls off and introduces himself to everybody. So that's kind of cool.
But that was it. He just said, hey, and kept walking.
Yeah, you know, he's Willie Nelson. He just kind of does his thing. At that point, who knows what was going on in his mind or what he was doing on that bus at that time.
So, there are stories. We all assume we know what Willie's up to.
Yes,
sure.
Yes.
All right. Cool. Well, I appreciate you being in today and telling the story. Here's where you get your chance to do your commercial if you want to do that. But I want to make sure you take a second and tell everybody, again, what it is you do, where can you be found, whether it's in person or online. Take a minute to talk about that. Make sure everybody knows where Mama Bev's is and what you're all about.
Awesome. Great. Mama Bev's Bakery, located in Hales Corners. We are centered around St. Louis butter cake. St. Louis butter cake is a perfect blend of cheesecake and white cake. Started in St. Louis in the 1930s as an accident. Ours is a third generation recipe that we named after Mom. You can find us at mamabevs.com and order from our 15 different flavors. Or you can find us locally here in the Milwaukee market at Sendix Grocery Stores, where we have 6 flavors. And don't forget to check us out June 23rd live on QVC, which will be super cool for all of us. So keep your eyes on Mama Bev's. We're going to grow very quickly. And if you want to help volunteer making meals, let us know. You can go to info@mamabevs.com and tell us you want to help out.
And are you looking for help?
Always looking employees. For help. Always looking for help. Everybody's looking for help, right?
Exactly. All right. Well, thanks again. Appreciate it. Appreciate, again, yeah, I was regular at Nine Slice. You know that.
Yes, you were.
I enjoyed those pieces very much. And love the butter cake. Raspberry is my favorite. It's a good one. They're all good, but that's my favorite.
Start with the classic and then go from there.
And then, of course, for being a client, we appreciate you for doing that as well. And again, thanks for bringing all those samples. Way back in the beginning when you brought the samples into the office and shared that with the entire team in our big meeting room, everybody got on board that day.
Yeah.
They appreciated it.
That was good for us. So I appreciate you guys having us.
All right. Thank you again, Gary. Good to see you.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening. Join us next week for another episode of Inside Connect and Simplify. Be well.
Inside Connect and Simplify is sponsored by the benefit companies and our trademarked human capital management platform, Connect and Simplify. Connect and Simplify integrates payroll, time labor management, human resources, retirement plans, and employee benefits in one single sign-on cloud-based platform. We help you manage your workforce from hire to retire. Go to connectandsimplify.com to learn about all of our products and services, our educational resources, and our relationship with UKG, Ultimate Kronos Group. UKG is our technology partner who gives us best-in-class, state-of-the-art technology so we can give our clients the best solutions for their company. Again, that's connectandsimplify.com. Thanks for listening.